Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is here, too. It's here. It's Fred Hall. And Mark Mills, Mr. Excitement himself, is right here from Shimano. Talking fishing. Bluefin tuna, yellowtail, and Fred Hall. Does it get any better? I don't think this has got to be the earliest we've heard of a bluefin tuna landed on a San Diego sport boat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hard to say, because last year we had that fish that carried through, so we were catching them both in December and in January, but this is a different feel to it. You know what I mean? This
went away
like,
for a little while.
Yeah, so like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This doesn't feel like the carryover thing that was just there. This is like, and
it wasn't a random one that a long-range boat caught on the way down. This is guys on a day-and-a-half trip.
Yeah, going yellowtail
fishing, and guess what's coming flip-flopping around the boat, you know?
And he's saying that there's schools up, and he's definitely right on that, because that's the deal. You know, to catch the yellowtail right now, it's yo-yo jig fishing. It's big jigs. It's 7X heavies. It's Taddy 4-0s. It's full-size flat falls. You know, it's big lures. Yeah. Like, that's how you're catching that deep-water fish right now. And so, like he was saying, to have guys switch their rigs over and try and start fly lining and seeing other spots and fish jumping around, like, that's real deal, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
it's happening right
and
now.
And that's why you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, because you get breaking news like that, right?
That's for sure. Well, if we want you to be a part of listening to Let's Talk Hookup, I mean, give us a call this morning. Join in the fun. I mean, the show exists because of your phone calls, and we love it, and we all have a lot of fun with it. And we've got such an awesome guy in Mark Mills here today. It's the perfect day for you to call and have your questions answered. If you want to know about Fred Hall, you want to know about your great Shimano tackle, this is the time to do it. And the number to call, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll free. That toll free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only taking those phone calls, talking fishing, talking fun, talking bluefin, we're also giving away a couple of great prizes. One lucky caller is going to win two tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach starting next Wednesday. Two tickets coming your way for Fred Hall in Long Beach. Then, another lucky caller at the end of the show today, a brand new Torium 16 HG reel, and it's going to be loaded up with 65-pound Max Quattro Power Pro, the brand new line, brand new reel. How cool of a prize is that?
Unbelievable, huh? Fantastic.
Great for your bluefin, right
there. Are you kidding
me? No doubt.
Yeah. Right there. That new Torium is such an amazing
thing. Yeah, it's been a good one, too. And this season, I had a full year on it, and all the guys that had them really, really liked them.
Yeah, they nailed it.
You know, we nailed it on that one, so that's a good one.
Yeah, you bet. All right, time for the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Go by the Fisherman's Processing booth and meet Sean, meet Rosie. The whole gang is going to be there at Fred Hall Show and sample some of their amazing smoked fish and jerky. Fisherman's Processing booth is well worth the stop. Rosie said that they every year pass out between 12 and 15,000 samples of all their great product. They've got smoked fish, jerky fish, all the flavors, all the deal. It's awesome, and you got to go stop by and sample that product.
You got to figure Dave Dolan's eating 1,000 of them.
Yeah,
so
what about my 1,000 too?
That's still a good 900. Yeah, exactly. Hey, check out fishermansprocessing.com if you want a little more info. Better yet, stop by the booth, because it is a must-see at the show. We're going to start it off with our great fishdope.com reporter and a man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line, our private boater buddy. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Mark, you know, we got some fish dope here for you guys. I mean, it's just not fair. I'm just standing there making a little breakfast this morning, and your reporter from Cedrus Island mentioned that pilot saw some tuna outside the island. I think, oh, that's interesting. And then Drew backs that up with his Pacific Queen report about a 50-pounder on the deck and more boiling around. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, but think about this, guys. Here's just a little speculation for you. The first bluefin last year caught up above the border. You know, not that, you know, wintertime fish that was out there on the banks, but the stuff close in. that first fish was caught, I think, kind of like early April, just outside the nine there. And I was just looking at the water maps there. That water now is 62, and there's a nice clean edge running right down straight to where Drew is at. So I'd have to think, and with all that bait around, you know, if somebody wants to take a little road trip, might do some interesting speculating out there close by. Who knows? But away from speculation into some hardcore reports here, it's been an interesting week. Those Yeltel have really stole the show this week in several different areas. Up in Santa Monica Bay, those tankers were really tearing up the tackle. Man, there were some guys that got wrecked up there this week. A lot of big fish, almost straight big ones there, 35 to 40. I'm sorry, 25 to 30 with a few 40s thrown in there. And guys, you want to be really fishing that heavy gear. It's yo-yo jigs and dropper loops on the bottom in deeper water there, 200 to 250 feet. But, man, make sure you're fishing that 40 or 50 pounds. A beautiful grade of fish up there. On the 150, you know, we're in front of Long Beach here. We're kind of expecting that stuff to come rolling in. Haven't seen much of it recently, but conditions are good. The water's clean, pretty warm for this time of year, and lots of bait around. So we'll see. We're just waiting for them big schools. A little bit showing at Box Canyon, the same thing at La Jolla. And in the La Jolla zone, there's a few sea bass mixed in to keep it a little more interesting. Then at Catalina, better reports from my favorite island here this week in terms of the yellowtail. Just, you know, guys looking for bait, looking for squid. There's just little dabs here and there, you know, no real volume, but, you know, a dab or two that you could catch for some bait, no doubt. But a little bit of bigger yellowtail showed up, backside east, deep there. That's something to keep an eye on. And that same thing, it's deep, just like everywhere else. And then finally, some good coverage from San Clemente Island, Jeff, on the Thunderbird rolled in there yesterday on their first trip of the season, scratched out a really nice catch. They had 51 of that school-size yellowtail, and that's a great way for them to start the season and great to, you know, have a whole new dimension. Clemente's been really not looked at with the rockfish season closed, but with it opening in a couple days, lots of boats are going to be running lots of different directions, and, man, we're going to have those reports pouring in. But we got pretty nice weather, and I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah.
No, you're not kidding,
oh,
Mark.
Boy. You can follow it, all that information Mark just gave you, with Dave Hansen, et cetera. Fishdope.com is your source for the current information. Be sure to stop by the booth, the BD Outdoors booth. Special deal on joining Fishdope.com right there from Jason and the gang at Fishdope.com booth and the BD Outdoors Fishdope.com booth. And you save $20 anytime on a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW online. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Cheek and Edinger. At least for now, we're going to be at Fred Hall Show next week, of course. And I've just been working on my seminar. I'm doing three PowerPoints there, one Wednesday and one Saturday and one Sunday. And again, pointing to our crazy season, I'm putting in pictures of wahoo that were caught last season for this right. year's PowerPoint presentation. So I think we're all set. We're having a good time.
Local wahoo seminars. That's pretty awesome, huh? Yeah.
Mark,
yeah.
I got to say, we definitely have a little bit of an issue with our brand new tank. So did an unbelievable job on the install. It looks great. The thing is huge. We have a definite issue with the new tank, and that is we can't figure out how much bait is in that thing because we're so used to having a small tank that once you shake about 15 mackerel into, it's clearly full and there's no room. We were shaking bait on that thing for a half hour, and like it doesn't ever seem to get full ever. Like there is, that thing holds so much bait, and it is just awesome, man. Could not possibly be happier. You did such an awesome job, Mark. We love it. Thank you.
Here's the number one rule of bait. This was taught to me from the king of Catalina sea bass. When we're talking about squid catching and how much to put in the tank, and he said, hey, too much is never enough, so don't worry about it.
Luma said the same thing. So there's one thing you can't ever have, and that's too much live bait. So we'll keep it rolling.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
Did we get some good pictures of yellowtails over that tank?
We're working on it. The yellowtails eluded us.
In progress.
Thanks,
Not fully
Mark.
Broke in yet.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Take care. I'm glad it's all working
we'll
out.
We'll see you at the show, Mark.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We'll see you.
All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to Marcos from the radio. What's up, Marcos? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. First-time caller.
Long-time listener.
Yeah. Well, about the same as we had last week. Some good calico bass fishing in the afternoon there early in the week. Slowed down a bit, and, you know, with those long seasons we had there, we've got boats doing boat work. So the C4's been filling in on some of those kids' trips we run, running some other trips. They'll be around for the Rockfish Opener coming up here on the 1st. They're running that Tuesday. They'll run Wednesday afternoon. And they're not going to see them online for a few days there. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. and we got our full schedule up there. Like I said, we got a little bit more calico bass fishing, and then that rockfish opens back up, and hopefully there's some good fishing there. But a little bit of a limited schedule for next week, so definitely check that out. We still don't have an official ETA on San Diego in those 3 core days, but it sounds like by the time they get back, fishing should be just about ready to take off there. So definitely keep an eye on the site for that. The Eclipse is down the coast tonight, or today, excuse me, on a day-and-a-half trip. Hopefully they bring back a good count. And then if you look again on the website there, they've got a trip coming up next weekend, and Outer Limits is going to be running a couple trips to the Cortez and Tanner Banks. So lots of options there. You know, as you check the website, seaforthlanding.com, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Visit the guys at the booth next week at the show up in Long Beach.
You're not going to be there, Marcos?
Someone's got to run the place.
Well, you know,
yeah,
all the guys, a lot of the captains and such will be in the Seaforth Sport Fishing booth right there at the Fred Hall.
Johnny Amati will be there, so you can definitely
Mr. John, the boss.
Wow. What a good job I'm doing, and ask for a raise for me.
we'll go.
We'll broker a deal for you.
Can we get maybe a whole, maybe we can sell a limited edition set of Yes, I'm Marcos from the Radio t-shirts.
Yeah.
I showed it to Ricky, and you know, we've talked about this last few weeks. My wife for Christmas got me a shirt that says Marcos from the Radio on it, because she thinks it's funny that every time I talk to someone on the phone or someone comes to the counter, hey, you're the guy from the radio. So I actually have a shirt that says Marcos from the Radio on it. I agree, we should, you know, make some stickers or something.
I don't know. Absolutely.
Marcos, right, great Marcos. Job. Can't wait for Fred Hall, like Pete was mentioning too. Seaforth always has such a great presence of all the captains up. It's always fun to get to talk to the guys that you fish with, and we'll look forward to seeing all of them at the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you for another great report next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, right. Marcos.
All right, our Baja Norte report from our Baja Norte expert, Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, man.
How you doing, Rick?
Morning, Rick.
Hey, I guess a little bit of surf and wind up and down the western coast, but as we've heard, the tuna are near, so that is a great sign for the western Baja central coast and northern coast.
Indeed it is.
So down in the interior in Mulegé, the weather and fishing continue to improve. Snapper, grouper, yellowtail, La Bocana, they're still fishing mainly in the Estero. Grouper, spotties, bonefish. Bacia, Sunción, yellowtail are there when they can get off the beach. Halibut are on the beach. And, gosh, like I said before, the whale show that's going on down there is as good as it's ever been. And if you're ever interested in checking that out, head down there and go pet a whale. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I was thinking, some wind, water rolled. Fishing still seems to be pretty good. Rockfish and a few halibut starting to show there. Ensenada, low pressure. No one really fishing. No one getting out there much, getting any reports. But when they are, it's a little slower and quite a few sea lions hanging around there. Up at Gonzaga Bay, excited to see what's going to happen there. We're going to have some warming, and this next month is when people typically start to get out there, get us some good reports. So, you know, when you're fishing there, the cabrilla are going to be there, the yellowtail. We've had trips there where we've caught up to 13 different species on the saltwater lake of Gonzaga Bay and San Felipe. Today, the Score 250 race is on, so if anybody's down there, that could be kind of exciting. And I'm excited, very excited to hear what we hear from Colinette as the boys head back up the line and see if they put a few more tuna on the deck.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, big week this week. You'll be at Fred Hall Long Beach, right, Rick?
Absolutely. We're going to be in the 200 row, somewhere in the vicinity of you guys.
You can go talk fishing and finances with Mr. Rick Jensen, who does a great job on both. And, Rick, how do we find you?
Well, find me at Fred Hall. Let's talk. I've got a trip aboard the Royal Polaris coming up for day before Thanksgiving. We return with a trip that's scheduled to go to Guadalupe. So at the Fred Hall show, let's talk fishing.
Wait a minute. You have spots on a trip on the Royal Polaris to Guadalupe Island that's going to be for Sport Fishing Financial customers?
Absolutely.
Wow.
A departure 6 days before Thanksgiving. I guess 7 days, and we return Wednesday right before Thanksgiving with that tuna for Turkey Day.
That's rad. How cool, Rick.
Oh, man. All right. Go by and talk to Rick about that trip and more. Once again, website, how do we get a hold of you?
Sportfishingfinancial.com and social media, sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll see you at the show on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's our catch report. Wraps it up, and I want to be sure to remind you, Did you get the book?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to lift it yet.
Yeah. I'm talking about Western Outdoor News, the Fred Hall edition. It's pretty amazing. Pat and the gang did an amazing job there.
Good job, guys.
Gary White's in there about five times, I think, with his big halibut and big lingcod and stuff like that from Kingfisher Charters.
Photo credit,
nice,
Rock Rick.
Nice feature article about our big live broadcast at Fred Hall, which is great. And I also want to throw out a big congratulations to our buddy Pat McDonald, editor of West Outdoor News. He's a grandpa.
There you go, grandpa.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Nice. So his... one of his daughters, who have been on Let's Talk Hookup here back in the early days, is now a mama, and that makes Pat a grandpa. So congratulations,
cool.
Grandpa Pat McDonald, and pick up that edition of Western Outdoor News, but bring a crane.
Yeah, make sure to lift with your knees.
Back right.
Let's jump into those phones, Rick.
You got
packed.
It, man. They are definitely packed. It's a very patient callers. We're going to get to every one of you, starting it off with Cliff, who's calling us from Santa Barbara. Cliff, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing? Looking forward to the show.
Awesome. Hey, Cliff. How's it going, man?
Okay. I got questions about popper fishing. What is the ideal setup for fishing poppers? Say for like tuna or yellowtail. What's the combination rod and reel setup?
Yeah, that's a great question because it's really starting to turn on here on the West Coast. I prefer, depending on, you know, what size trip you're going to go on, but I like, you know, a 10 to 14,000 size spinning reel. Some guys will go into the 18,000 size. It's just a little heavier. And then you can slide into, depending on the size of the popper that you're doing, out here locally, that 120 size Orca pop's a good size. You know, a medium heavy to a heavy. You can step into what we said, the Osea popping rods, or into the Therese heavy popping rod I really like to use. I like somewhere between 50 and 65 pound test Power Pro on it. Preferably the Super Slick works really, really well. If I can get away with 50 pound, I will. And then I use about 1 foot, and that's about it. Maybe a foot and a half at the longest piece of fluorocarbon to tie onto the popper, just so you don't have to worry about your Spectre getting wrapped around your hooks. I'll just use like an Albright on that, and that's the setup, man. That works really, really well on that.
Now, is it necessary to basically use a spinning versus a level wind?
You know what? For the most part, I think that the way that people have the coordination for most people to have that rod in their right hand can really work that bait a little bit better. Plus, if you want to keep that rod tip straight up and pop it like that, you can. Bait casting equipment works good. If you want to step into a Tranx that has a level wind, you can do that. Going into a 400 size reel is almost a little too small for that. So if you can get used to using spinning tackle, that's, I think, really where you need to be. And you'll notice that with Pete going down to Panama, the guys fishing on the East Coast. It just allows you to cover and cast it a little bit further. And if you are
the proper action on the popper.
Right, and the proper action on the popper. And I know it's not big out here, but I think it will come on, is they do make a glove for your finger when you're throwing heavy poppers. You know, that fingertip tends to get sore. You can use a little bit of flex wrap on your finger because it's spinning tackle, but I would get a little bit of that or a glove, and you can really get good at throwing a popper.
AFCO makes a great new glove, that sun glove.
Yeah, it works very well. Did they just come out with that?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Bill Shedd and I had that discussion down in Panama.
He
owes me a glove. That's it. No doubt about it. He owes me a glove.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's cool. Hey, let's jump right back into him. Dan and Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, Dan, thanks for hanging in with us.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call. I had a question for Mark. Is there any plans on replacing the old Star Drag TL?
Oh, the TLDs?
1530 and 2040s?
At this point, I can't really say, but they'll somewhere down the road, I'm sure that we'll have something that will kind of step into that world. It's nothing slated here for this year, though. I'll tell you that for a fact. But something will step into that world eventually. That market had just kind of slid down further and further for the most part. We still sell a few, but everybody's stepped into either the Torium-style aluminum reel or the machine aluminum Trinidad reels. So at this point, until we see a change, those are the two reels you're going to pick to if you go into the Star Drag.
There you go, and they're what a choice.
Yeah, and they're great. And I'm a Star Drag fan, man. I'll throw Star Drag. I really am. You know, like, the guys lever drag. I get it, the 2-speed stuff, but I think that this last year, especially the way the iron fishing has turned on the West Coast, thank goodness. I mean, great for bait wraps and tatty lures, and you know, us for everything. Guys throwing jigs again. That Star Drag's where you want to be.
Yeah, and yo-yoing.
Yeah,
love it for yo-yo.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, more great catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of Cousins Tackle rods. No one has a better selection of Cousins Tackle saltwater rods than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fisherman'slanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty. for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Our buddy Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbons on the line. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Dale. Doing great.
You just stepped off the Red Rooster 3. How was your trip?
You know, it was a great trip, great group of guys. Fishing was scratch fishing. I think all the boats will tell you that. But what that meant was is that you really had to be on your game with your line diameter on your fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I did not prepare for as good as I should have for fishing 100-pound almost exclusively on the
Whoa.
Trip.
Uh-huh.
So 100-pound floor premiere and 100-pound peak level, the skinny stuff.
The nice. Skinny stuff was the key, stuff. Huh? And was, so
yeah,
did you get a big one?
Nope, did not get a big one, but got plenty of that, you know, 120, 130 grade fish on 100-pound, which is great fish. So,
oh, just guess, little 120-pounders. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Too bad you weren't able to get a big one, just 120-pounders.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody's out there for the big boys. We had 4 cows on the boat. I think the biggest one probably taped at 237.
Nice.
One of the cows was caught on a jig. We did get a little hit one evening in the buffer zone on PL68s in the dark, so that was kind of cool. Got one fish on that. So, but it was, you know, you put your time at the rail waiting for that hit in the afternoon, and never big hits, but obviously enough action to keep everybody at the rail.
Captain Andy Cates running the Red Rooster 3, and Derek on there, and the whole gang.
The whole gang was on there, and yeah, you know, the big talk on the boat was everybody's talking about Brett Hall show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
is that happening? Is that coming up quick?
Yeah, last I checked, I think we're getting ready to go down there on Monday and Tuesday. Start
yes,
setting up
right.
The show, but,
show up
you
know, on Wednesday.
This is a vacation for me, and all guys wanted to do is talk about what the deals were at the show.
Well, and Seaguar has, we've been talking about it for weeks here, Seaguar has one of the best deals at the show. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I can't give all of the particulars, but, you know, it's a teaser, but definitely stop by the Seaguar booth. I promise you, on both the braid and the fluorocarbon, if you're in the market to purchase Seaguar products and you don't come to the Fred Hall show and talk to us so we can tell you what the deals are and send you to, you know, our retailers that are selling at the show, you're missing out. Because we even have guys on the boat that don't go to the Fred Hall show and they found out that they're going to miss out on some really good deals with Seaguar. They're coming.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I tell people, if you've got trips on the books and you know you're going to go fishing, and you don't come down and hear the deals. But it's across the board on both freshwater fluoro, saltwater fluoro, and braid as well.
Tatsu also?
Dude, there is actually a deal at Tatsu at the show, and we've never had a deal on Tatsu. So
FYI, that Tatsu, that 25 Tatsu, I had to, with Jamie on season sport fishing in front of everybody, stop fishing because I was using that, and I was catching every single fish on the boat.
Whoa.
He's like, dude, come up to the wheelhouse. This is embarrassing. And I wasn't going to give it to anybody else on the boat. That was my scoop.
Yeah.
They're like, Mills, get up here because this is embarrassing. It works that well.
Yeah.
That's
No, it's ridiculous. And it's the first time ever we've actually had a show special on that, too.
So that's
what I'm saying. If you are a freshwater, saltwater angler, you need to come by the Seaguar booth and definitely check the deals out so we can direct you to the retailers that are participating in the deals. So
I know that Seaguar Premier, it's the best price, at least at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, it's the best opportunity. You can buy it for the cheapest price all year long, and it's one of those things, it's an absolute no-brainer. Like, you know you're going to use it all season long. Like, there is no question every one of us is going to go through more than a spool of 25-pound Seaguar Premier fluorocarbon. You know, it's one of those things that you're gonna get it for way less, and you're gonna have it for the season.
I even heard a rumor that it was like buy two get one free.
Well, you know, that might be the rumor.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about that.
Huh? Cat's out of the bag, huh?
But all I'm telling you is Rick's right. If you don't come down there, I can tell you for a fact we're doing a promotion on Fluoro Premier, no question about it, or Threadlock Braid, no question about it, and Pink Label. So for the saltwater stuff, we got it covered for those three. And then on the freshwater stuff, we definitely got a promo going on Tatsu this year, which is pretty,
that's
pretty
insane.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, Dale, congratulations on your trip on the board of the Red Rooster 3. Welcome home, and here we go.
All right, boys.
We'll see you at the show.
See you, Dale.
All right. Thanks, Dale.
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
That call very much. Speaking of the show, there's some guy named Bart Hall. You ever heard of that guy?
No, I'm...
Bart Hall's on the line.
Bart,
are you associated with that? Is there any relation to that Fred Hall thing?
You know, this is amazing. I'm already excited. And then you get Mark Mills on there. It's like the radio is jumping out of the wall, you know? You guys got me all excited. Well, Mike, Tim, and I have added another bird here. The Fred Hall shows have purchased the Bakersfield Sportsman Show, so we're on our way up there today. And then tomorrow we'll be down at the convention center and getting set up for waiting for you guys to show up on Monday. So,
wow.
Can't wait.
Pretty exciting.
You don't have anything to do, do you?
Pretty tired, man. I'll tell you what. My voice is gone. I'm hoping I can talk tomorrow.
Yeah. Of course, you'll be with us tomorrow. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be in the studio with us. You'll be live at the convention center for us, giving the hot details on what's going on for the Fred Hall Long Beach show. And then we even have a special mystery guest that's going to join us, too, in the studio.
Ooh. Whoa,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Any last-minute planning talks that you can hint away here at?
We got the confirmation on the, you already talked about it today, but we already got the confirmation on the real seminars, and that's really exciting that they're going to be doing that every day. But the big panel discussion, Pete, that you're going to be hosting with the Department of Fish and Wildlife at 1:30 on Saturday, that's something everybody should go to, of course. And then we have one other new one that we've never had before. We have Chief Best coming on that day from the Enforcement Division to talk about the relationship between ethical hunters and anglers and the Enforcement Division of the Fish and Game. So, but you know, there's 400 seminars. You know, it's on the website now. Everything's pretty up to date, and we're just very excited to get this started. I think this is going to be the best show we've ever had, and I can't wait to get it going. So
it's going to be amazing.
Exciting.
It's a milestone too, isn't it?
70 years.
Congratulations on that too, Bart.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark. I'm sure glad they let you come here instead of sending you back to that stupid old Bassmaster Classic.
No, they didn't let me come here. I requested that I'm going to stay out here for this show.
Well,
that's good, man, because we'd really love having you. You're a big addition to our saltwater fishing scene out here.
There is no doubt about it. Hey, Bart, save that voice for tomorrow, okay?
Okay, man.
All right.
We'll
talk
to
you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., Bart Hall, John Ireland. It's our pre-Fred Hall show tradition. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward
Can't
to
wait,
it.
Can't wait, Bart.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we'll jump right back into the phones. Phones are packed up. Tony in San Marcos, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tony?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for hanging in there.
All right. Thank you very much. I got a question regarding I'm not that proficient with picking rods. I'm pretty good with reels, but can Mark explain the difference between rod taper and rod action?
Yeah, actually, no problem, Mike, Tony. There is a kind of a little bit action in power, and taper is a little bit different. We've pulled out of there. The power of the rod is the actual lifting power of the rod. So that's kind of where you get into the action, where you get into the medium heavies and the heavies. We kind of classify that now as power. The taper is actually where the rod actually bends. So if you were to count down guides from the tip top of your rod down, let's say three guides, and that's where the bend actually starts, that would be considered like an extra fast or extra, extra fast. If you bend your rod and it goes down five or six guides from the tip top, you'd be more into like a fast or moderately fast. And then if you go down to seven or eight guides where it's starting to really kind of bend into the butt with the same amount of pressure, that's when you get into what we call, a slow taper or a slower action rod.
All right. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Good explanation. That's perfect.
Really good job.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Tom calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about the Talica. But to follow on with your last comment, Mark, can you please explain to me what the various tapers or where it bends, how that affects the pull on the fish?
You know what? That was actually, I was going to step into that question after that guy, and I'm like, well, I forgot to say that, but I'm glad you reminded me of that. Well, you know, back in the day when you were fishing a lot of monofilament, you wanted a really fast action rod. So when the line was out, you got a real quick hook setting power. If you step into the world of freshwater bass fishing, you'll find out that there's a lot of rods with some extra fast action, which allows you to get the penetration of the hook much quicker in the fish. As you get into a slower taper, there's a little bit more give. So as you go into the saltwater market with braided lines, that allows you to have that flex that you don't have in your line, and allows the rod to absorb some of the flex. Now, the more the rod flexes, the little bit easier it is on you. It tends to be a little tougher to set the hook, but you won't get hooks ripping out. And on the freshwater side, you'll see that soft flex, softer rod, slower taper in a crankbait due to the smaller treble hooks and less meat grabbing. So faster action, you're going to get the hook a little bit quicker, a little bit more lifting power, softer. It's going to be a little bit more forgiving so you don't miss fish.
There you go.
Well, I finally understand it. Thank you. Now, on the Talica, I understand the torium, how that's improved from, I guess, the original torium to torium A, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Talica, which I have still a virgin Talica 20, waiting for that big bluefin.
You should have used it last year.
Yeah.
I used, believe me, I shut the bite down four or five times after the best days of the year.
All right.
What improvements can you make, if any, to the Talica?
You know what? There's, you know, as a technology company, there's improvements to make all different things. You know, right now there isn't an improvement we could possibly make. You know, there's little things that you may want to somewhere down the road add a bigger handle or something like that. You know, little things that you notice. But other than that, there really isn't anything we want to improve.
It's perfect.
How do you improve perfection?
We're happy with it. You know what I mean? Right now, especially last year. It's a good reel. You know, you're kind of throwing darts at the wall. I mean, somewhere down the road, I'm sure that they'll make the next generation just like Trinidad to Trinidad A.
That's what I was going to say is, you know, I always say that it's impossible to make this better. I don't know how many years we've said that with Shimano products. So Trinidad is the most perfect example. That Trinidad Gold was as perfect of a reel as there could ever be. And then when you hear that it's going to change, like, no, don't change. Just leave it the way it is. It's perfect. You don't need to change it. Just leave it. And then the new one comes out. Oh, yeah, this is way better. Right on. You know, good job.
You know what? In actuality, what's kind of cool is that the reel doesn't really have to change. The Trinidad was perfect, but
it's
the technology
yeah.
changed
right.
because we got into braided lines, which that reel was never built for. So who knows from Talica right now, 5 or 6 years down the road,
sure.
where technology is going to go. Max Quattro, you go into smaller lines. Maybe we don't even need a 20, you know, and maybe it's a different size. So who knows where the technology takes us. That's where the chains tend to lie is as the technology changes and the fisheries change, finding the right reel to have.
And you guys are all fishermen. That's what sets you apart so much from other people is you guys all fish and you'd recognize those things and you recognize them before they happen and then you build the right product for it. Like
TL32 speed. It's perfect. We don't need a change.
There you go.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Talica came out, you know, all those things, Trinidad, you know, Tiagra, so it just changes.
Just keep getting them better.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to George. He's calling us from Grand Terrace. Hi, George, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mark, Pete, Rick, tremendous job. Mark.
Thanks, buddy.
Dana Point.
Yeah.
I still remember your announcements of fish counts and stuff at Dana Point. You're the only guy I know that could take one calico bass and make it seem like a major run of fish down there, but I really enjoyed it. I miss you a lot, I'll tell you.
Like I said, I still hang out down there all the time as much as I can with my travel, but it's a good time, but I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, man, the Hansons. And
they're my family.
They're
family. Yeah, I don't get to see them as much as I can. They're busy now. They're running a very successful business down there, and I travel a lot, but all those guys are still my friend, Todd and those guys. I'll see them tonight at a barbecue.
There you go.
So
they're good stuff. Hey, question is, have a Talica 10 and a Trinidad. We worked the darn things almost to death last year, and I'm thinking of reloading the Talica 10 with 30-pound Power Pro and then somewhere in that range, and then go into a shock loop of nylon, just regular monofilament line. What would you recommend? How many yards of it to put on, and if it's worthwhile doing that or what? That's basically the question.
Well, on the Talica 10, you know what? I'm going to point you in a new direction. The Max Quattro that we're talking about, we actually make 20, 30, and 40-pound Max Quattro. And you could actually go up to 40-pound Max Quattro that has a very similar diameter of the 30 that you're currently using, or you can go into the 30-pound and have a lot more line. And you're probably going to get, Ricky probably knows this number, but you're probably going to get 450 yards somewhere in that range, plus or minus 20 or 30 yards of Max Quattro 30-pound on there, and maybe even more. But you can step it up a range and go into the 40-pound, so you don't have to worry about, you know, putting the screws to that fish.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Brian. He's calling from Wildomar. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
I feel I need to take my wife's anxiety medication because I'm talking to Mark and waiting for the show and Boop is biting.
I know. I need to take my medication, man.
Okay, here's the situation. Here's my question. I have a new 10-foot surface iron rod with tuna cord grip. And I decided to put on either a Tutorium 20 or 30. But what the part I haven't decided is the line, 40-pound mono or Quattro, Super 8, Hollow 16.
Wow, you're all
over. What do you feel about throwing?
You know what? That can go both ways. I know that there's still a lot of guys that like to throw mono for surface iron. I mean, I get that, no doubt about it. You know, you go in on there, you could use a 30-pound Torium 30 and put 40 pound on it, or you can go to a Torium 20 and put 30 pound on it. It's kind of up to you. I myself have really gotten into throwing directly straight braid. I like to use Red Power Pro 50 pound or 65 pound.
And regular
Power Pro. I don't use any monofilament. I don't use any fluorocarbon, and that's exactly what I use on it. Now, I really prefer the Tranks, and I like the PG over the HG. A lot of people want that XG high fast retrieve. I think the jigs tend to swim better with the PG, some of the surface iron, the Taddy C's and stuff like that. And it's easier for me to speed up the jig. It's a little bit more normal than to slow down the jig. So
yeah, because you're Mr. Excitement, though.
Exactly. I'm throwing that out there.
What's the difference between the PG and the HG crank?
So you're looking at a 6.2:1, and I believe you're looking at 46 inches per crank on the HG. And then you're looking at about 30 inches per crank with a 4.2:1. And that really allows that reel, that lure to kick nicely, even for yellowtail. If you're wahoo fishing, then, yeah, the HGs make sense. But don't leave that PG out. And if you get a chance, you're coming to the Fred Hall Show, come to the pond. We're going to have jigs tied on, surface iron. I'm going to let you throw the HG and the PG, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking
about. What you're talking about. And that, yeah. So that's going to be outside.
Yep.
You go out the back door where all the food is, and
I gotta smell that all day long. I mean, put on the weight. Yeah.
And then you go down to the lagoon right next between the Hyatt and the convention center.
Right.
You can't miss it, and you'll see the Shimano guys.
Yeah. And like I said, I like tying straight red, you know, or Vermilion Red Power Pro directly to the jig, man. And when you hang that on there, it is on. You ain't gonna bust it off. Game over.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up? We talk to Wyatt. He's called us from Long Beach. Good morning, Wyatt. Welcome. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Wyatt.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Wyatt. What's up, man?
I was just wondering, what's the best way to go about getting a Calcutta fixed?
Well, a couple ways. You can take it into your local Shimano Satellite Service Center. You can bring it into our office or send it into our office with a letter. Or if you're going to be at the Fred Hall Show, step on in, bring that reel with you, and come to a maintenance seminar, especially a young guy like
you. Great idea.
Great opportunity to learn a little bit more. Rather than just fishing, learn the industry, learn how to work on a reel, and maybe understand the reel and get a job in the fishing industry.
What do you think of that idea, bringing your reel to the Fred Hall Show?
Sounds sick.
All right.
Okay.
We'll by the
there you go.
Awesome.
All right.
Killer.
We'll see you there. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. How about next up we talk to Jack calling us from Ontario. What's up, Jack? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
That was a sick call.
That is
sick.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up,
I
Jack?
I have a comment and then a question. The comment is for Mark on his Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Shimano seminars last year. We went out on the Freedom with Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an awesome time, man. So I want to thank you guys. All you guys for last year and what you guys did, first class operation all the way.
Awesome. Good and to then, know that. Did you go to the
barbecue?
Seminar that we had at the Shimano office? Did you go swing into that?
Yes, I actually ate lunch with the great Pete Gray.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad you came out
there
for that.
That was a great event.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
And it looks like we're going to do that again.
Yeah, so. I think so.
Yeah, so you'll...
Oh, good. That's,
so
that
we
was
have,
my question, because I want to get in on it again and bring in a bunch more people and make a contingent from the Inland Empire.
There you go.
Out here, you know, so, in God's country where it's dry, but we like to get the ocean as much as possible.
So we have three seminars planned right now, three on the Searcher. Day-and-a-half trips, July and August on the Searcher. You can check out searchersportfishing.com and get on those trips. A couple of them may be either full or almost full, so you better jump on that.
Yeah.
And then we'll be adding some trips as we progress here. We're still concerned on
possibly doing some additions, so you may see those after the Fred Hall show and after the Bassmaster Classic on where we're going to go as far as an expansion of the seminars this year.
And then we'll let you know the date of the barbecue at Shimano headquarters
right. That
you can actually come to and learn and hang out with Mark Mills
and hang out with the crew. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Go. All right. Hey, we'll keep you posted on that, Jack. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, last week we talked about the opportunity we're giving our listeners with our San Diego County Ford dealer live remotes to have a trip. We're giving away a trip to Katmai Lodge.
That's so rad, dude.
In
that's
2017.
So rad.
This is an amazing trip. And so happy with the guys from Katmai for doing that. Working with Alaska Airlines now to try and secure the flight up there. It's not final, but I think it's looking pretty good. But we have posted the dates of those live remotes on our guest page, hookup1090.com. Go to our guest page. You'll see the dates of those live Ford remotes up there and then description of the trip that we're going to be giving away to one lucky person this year, that trip to Katmai Lodge. So check it out. It's all on our website, hookup1090.com. You can check out all our trips, our available trips, all the things that we have available for you. Hookup1090.com. You can go all our social media up on the top right, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and more. So hookup1090.com, your portal for everything.
Dave in Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys, and hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave, what's going on? How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Cool.
Well, the last caller kind of took my steam away because I was on one of those Let's Talk Hookup Shimano seminars last year on the Searcher, and it was amazing to see all that high-quality Shimano gear out there with us. We didn't even need to bring our own stuff. We used all of your stuff and caught quality fish.
Hey, try it before you buy it. That's the name of the game right there. And get some good information and, you know, learn how it all works. And, you know, it's always great when you understand the product.
Mark, are you getting any feedback on the largest Torium, what kind of fish those are dragging in?
Oh, the Torium 30s, that's the biggest one that we're currently making right now. Now, we do still make, I believe, a 50 for the Hawaiian market for the most part on that way. But the Torium, you know, out in our market here and throughout most of the country, all over the board, you know, you've got all the tuna fishing here and yellowtail fishing, and if you're a monofilament guy, it's great for 40-pound. Throughout the Gulf region and stuff, guys are fishing grouper. That reel's really big, you know, all over Florida and the Keys, too. That's a,
is it?
That 30's a really big, good
it's
size.
It's a big reel. It's
yeah,
a good size.
It
but
really
it's
is.
Big and it's small, though.
Well, yeah. We've made it where there's
it's a lot
less mass. So it's the same as the old Torium as far as the line capacity, but we were able to kind of... S-concept, kind of, you know, take the frame and make the frame a little bit smaller and reduce that while still keeping the exact same diameter and same ratios for the spool as far as line capacities.
There you go.
But it's all over the country. That 30 is one of the most popular ones. 20 is the most, but 30 is right in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
reel.
Yeah, in that 16 and
great
stuff.
Great Wahoo reel.
Yeah, and then who knows, you may see a 14 coming down the road.
Oh!
Coming, maybe.
Nice. That would be nice. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including who's going to have a brand new Torium 16 full of Max Quattro 65-pound Power Pro and tickets to Fred Hall Show. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's business on the banks of the Smith, yeah.
It's time for the spectacular 70th annual Fred Hall Show, March 2nd to the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. This is the world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 70 years. Nearly 1,000 booths, hundreds of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, California's largest marine electronics display. The Mammoth
Flex Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Test Rides, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, Archery, Scuba, Fly Fishing, Casting, and so much more. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free, Active Military Free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion March 2nd through the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
SRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You are the big winner of two tickets going to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, Dawn in Woodland Hills, and the grand prize winner, brand new Torium 16 HG reel and 65-pound Max Quattro is going to Sam in Irvine. Sam, congratulations. Such a nice reel.
Love it. Yeah, and we'll see you at the show, Dawn, and hopefully Sam too, and Mark Mills will see you at the show. I just posted a photo we just shot on Instagram. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on
Instagram.
Looks
like a movie premiere, I know.
You can, you can link it. Yeah, it's like they have this new background here in the studio here. I don't
like
know
a Kardashian thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So check that out on Instagram. If you're not an Instagram, if you don't like us on Instagram yet, do it.
Yeah,
go to
get on it.
Hookup1090.com and click on the right top Instagram and get on Instagram and check out that sexy Mark Mills.
Swipe right.
Swipe right, man. Swipe right. Swipe right.
Mark, looking forward to seeing you at the Fred Hall Show, Long Beach, at the Lagoon.
I'm going to be at the Lagoon a lot. Once it gets dark, then I'm stepping in. I'm not going to hang out in the wind and stuff like that. But, hey, in the afternoon, why not be out there, hang out, talk tackle, tie. It's like being on a boat. I'm going to be out there and hang out.
Yeah, for
sure. We got other guys to sell the stuff. Yeah. I'm going to talk about it, man.
And then when you're inside, go by the Shimano booth, bring the reel. Yeah. I learned to service it, Power Pro tying knots.
Yeah, Nate's going to be there. He's going to be the naughty guy.
For
Nate.
Okay.
So it'll be awesome.
All right, Shimano.com for more information. We'll see you at the show. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
All of that, and thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning. It's the big free pre-Fred Hall Show, the annual event. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be in the studio with us. Bart Hall will be live from the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, plus a special mystery guest will join us.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam. Ryan, on the other side of the window there, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.